Officials still have not released the name of the police officer who shot and killed a 21-year-old black man Thanksgiving night at the River Chase Galleria Mall in Hoover. A report from the Alabama Attorney General's office Tuesday cleared the officer of any criminal wrongdoing when he shot Emantic E.J. Bradford Jr. He thought Bradford was the gunman in an active shooter situation. So, should authorities release his name? WBHM's Andrew Yeager reports.
Hoover Mayor Frank Brocato said at a press conference, it's about fairness to the officer.
Just as any other private citizen that is investigated and found not to have committed a crime, their name is not released. And that's the same procedure that we will follow with this officer.
Attorney General Steve Marshall says there's no value in the public knowing who shot Bradford. But we do know Officer Darren Wilson shot and killed Michael Brown in Ferguson, Missouri. And we know Officer Timothy Lohman shot and killed Tamir Rice in Cleveland. And neither of them were criminally charged. Why the difference? Stephen Rushen teaches police accountability at Loyola University Chicago Law School. He says policies vary widely among departments, but it's not uncommon for police to withhold an officer's name in situations like this. Rushen says police unions typically push for nondisclosure to protect officers. Rushen says an officer's reputation is a concern, but there is value in releasing a name because it's not just about criminal charges.
Of behavior that we want officers to be engaged in? Did it violate internal policy? And did the officer receive some sort of punishment in response to the behavior that they engaged in?
He says without some kind of citizen oversight, you're basically trusting the police to police themselves. Kemi Chavis is shocked law enforcement hasn't released the officer's name. She's a former assistant U.S. attorney, now at Wake Forest University Law School. She says private individuals are not the same as police officers.
Empowered to use force and authorized to use force during the normal course of their duties. And many times that is appropriate.
But she says not releasing a name can make police departments look like they're hiding something, and that undermines public trust. Chavis adds officer names often come out anyway, for instance, through a civil lawsuit. An attorney for the Bradford family says they plan to file a civil lawsuit. Andrew Yeager, WBHM.